The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning. We love sharing small business success stories from around Michigan, and we've been celebrating them with the My New Favorite Snack competition here in Port Huron the last couple of years. Year two for this was a week ago Saturday, and the overall grand prize winner was a product called Live Crispy. Joining us right now, the owner and founder of Live Crispy, Dave Shamas. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
And congratulations. That had to be a big thrill.
It was an exciting day, absolutely. The turnout was great. The products that we competed against were amazing. We're very lucky to have won this thing and very humbled and very happy about it.
Well, tell us the Live Crispy story. How did this all start for you?
Well, Paul, it's a funny story, actually. About 5 years ago, I bought myself a food dehydrator, and I was looking to live a little bit healthier, incorporate some more healthy living into my lifestyle. So I bought a food dehydrator, and with it came an attachment to make my own beef jerky, and then there was another thing that. To help you make your own fruit roll-ups. And so I decided, why not? So I tried making my own fruit roll-ups, and I screwed it up. And from that mistake came Live Crispy Snacks. It was kind of funny. Fruit roll-ups are based on applesauce. That's the base of the product. And so I decided, let me try something else. So I got a pineapple, whipped it up, added some other fruit, blended it, dried it, and then completely forgot about it. Next morning, I wake up. I thought I'd screwed something up. So as I'm standing over my wastebasket, throwing the product away, I'm testing it and tasting it at the same time. I said, wow, this is something different. And I realized that I had something there. So for the past 5 years, I spent my time recreating that mistake, and here we are.
That's a fantastic story. A fruit roll-up I think of as being like fruit leather, sort of a chewy thing. These are more like crackers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we developed a method of blending and aerating fruit and then drying it into a crispy chip. Live Crispy is the first and only blended and dried fruit snack. And we're very proud of it. It's unique, it's different, and it's delicious.
Do you have a variety of flavors or just pineapple?
Right now, we have four flavors. Pineapple-based, obviously. We have a pineapple coconut that tastes like a delicious pina colada, pineapple strawberry, pineapple apple, and the winning recipe that we submitted last week was the pineapple blueberry. And in the future, we do have some vegetable blends. I have a delicious pineapple carrot and a pineapple red beet that I can't wait to feature. And, you know, the possibilities are endless. I have hundreds of different recipes that eventually will be coming out with soon.
All from a mistake with your food dehydrator. I love that part of the story. So did you have to buy more food dehydrators? Did you have to hire a staff? How did you grow this company from a mistake in your kitchen?
Well, Paul, once I created this product, I took it to my work. Yeah, I've been in the restaurant business for over 30 years. So cooking has always been a passion of mine, and trying and experimenting different things. So when I came up with this product and recreating this mistake, of course, I wanted to share it with my friends and family and get some feedback. So one day I was at one of my restaurants handing out some fruit snacks, and a buddy of mine, Kenny, came into the restaurant and was wondering what I was doing. And I said, here's this thing that I made. And so he gave it a try and he liked it. And Kenny is a very smart and accomplished business entrepreneur. So he said, Dave, I think you have something here. Do me a favor, make me a few samples, and I'll get back to you. And so I did. I made a few different flavors, and he did come back to me. He said, listen, this, you have something here. Maybe we should partner up and do something with it. And it was at that moment that I realized, wow, if I love this product, my friends love this product, and somebody else who has a good sense of business wants to do something about it, maybe we have something here. And that's really what got me to where I am now. The partners that I've made, the people that can that actually invested in my dream is the reason why we are here today. And that's been the motivation to push me further.
Well, your product seems to check a lot of boxes. You know, people love to snack, but they also are looking for something healthy. And this is definitely a healthy snack, isn't it?
It's a healthier alternative to potato chips and candies and cookies. Zero sugar added, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, allergy-friendly, only two ingredients in the bag. I mean, it's literally just fruit. The pineapple blueberry is just pineapples and blueberries whipped and dried up. It's the power of the pineapple, Paul. It works as its own natural preservative. And, you know, the many health benefits of pineapple itself. It really is a great product. And I think our timing is right where, you know, the collective consciousness nowadays is eating healthier and at the same time enjoying what you're eating. So I think we're on the right track here.
Live Crispy, you can find it where? How can people connect with your product?
We're online, livecrispy.com. We're a small company, so we're in a few local stores in Oakland County. However, we just got into Country Style Market in Port Huron. We did a demo with the owner, Steve, the other day. Everyone loved it. And, you know, that's part of my job, actually, right now, going to local places, demoing this product, sharing it with the rest of the community. And then eventually we start growing. You know, we acquire a co-packer, we scale up, and then we start sharing this product with the whole world.
Fantastic story. Let that be a lesson to anybody that makes a mistake in the kitchen. Before you throw it out, try it first. You might have something there.
Absolutely. But not just that, Paul. You know, we did this contest last year, the Port Huron Show, and we loved it. Everything was great. We didn't even place. There were some great products that won, and I wasn't surprised. They deserved it. So this year, before we went to this contest, I thought to myself, is it worth it? Should I bother? Should I waste my time, my company's time, our money to show up to this thing? And my attitude was, you know, we're there to spread the love, to show our product with the community. Never in the back of my mind did I thought we'd get any accolade or won anything. And sure enough, we won the grand prize. And it was really amazing. And it proved to us that never give up on anything. Always move forward and never second guess yourself. And we're living proof. We couldn't be happier or more humbled about it.
Live Crispy. Look for it at Country Style Market. Look for it in vending machines now statewide. Congratulations, Dave. That's really cool.
Thank you very much, Paul. I really appreciate it. Right. It really is, as I said, a labor of love. And we're so happy that we can share it with everyone else.
Great stuff. Dave, have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.